Good morning, church. Please feel free to be seated as we continue to share the story of Jesus' birth this morning. Now, the shepherds and the angel. There were shepherds living in the fields nearby, tending their flock at night time, when an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And suddenly, in that moment, the glory of the Lord shone all the way around them, and they became afraid. But the angel looked at them and said, "Do not be afraid, for I bring you good news of great joy to all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord." And suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared to the angel, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace to all those on whom his favour rests."
Why don't we stand and sing "Hark the Herald Angels"?
Joyful all ye nations, rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King of glory. Thank you.
Concerning what had been told to them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
Thank you. What a fantastic job. Let's give the kids another hand as they leave. That was amazing. Let's give our worship team a great hand as well. That was fantastic. Great to see so many different people up here on stage today supporting the worship team in our Christmas presentation. Really, really good. So who thinks Christmas has come too quickly this year? Give me a wave. So who isn't ready for Christmas? That's me. Well, we've heard the narrative of Christmas, the story of Christmas already this morning through our presentation. But one thing I want us to be mindful of is to celebrate Jesus this Christmas. That's our theme for this season, is to celebrate Jesus. Christmas is about the birth of Jesus. And it's a time to celebrate. We give gifts to each other. We take time for family and friends. And we get to eat way too much. So after the service, we have donuts. I've already had my fair share. So I'll probably have some more afterwards as well. But they're pretty good. But Jesus' birth is prophesied throughout the Bible, right through the Bible in the scriptures. We see that the plan of God for Jesus to come was right there in the beginning. His birth is supernatural. He was named by an angel who visited Joseph. And his purpose was always clear, to save the world of sin. That's the reason why Jesus came. So Jesus existed before the earth. Before the earth was formed, before time, Jesus was. He was there. So the birth of Jesus is God in a skin suit. All of his godness in a baby. So the question I ask is, why did God humble himself and visit earth as a man? If we can think back and consider times past where God related to people and it was a terrifying experience. If we think of the people of Israel in the wilderness who trembled in fear when God appeared in his glory. It was so terrifying. They begged Moses, please don't let God speak to us. You speak to God, then you speak to us on his behalf, because it was a terrifying experience. Back then, God shrouded himself with clouds and great darkness and thick smoke, and people kept their distance. We heard in our story when Bernard spoke his part, talked about the angels when they visited the shepherds. The shepherds were terrified at the sight. They were terrified that night by the glory of God around the angels. But Jesus came disguised in humility, a human form shrouding his identity. Today we can get close to God, no longer fearing judgment, but rather recipients of salvation available by faith. Because Jesus, the promised Messiah, was born a baby. It's good to celebrate Christmas and good to celebrate Jesus. I'm so glad that as a church we are helping our whole community celebrate Jesus. I want to thank and honor all those in our church who participated in the Christmas hampers and purchased a Christmas hamper for others who may be doing it tough this season. And I want to thank all those who got behind that. I want to thank all those who brought their gifts. And on the 5th of December we had our gift presentation service where we brought our gifts, and they've all gone out right across the community to people who are going to have a otherwise unhappy Christmas. But we want them to celebrate the goodness of Jesus, just as we know that though each gift that has gone to a family is helping them to celebrate Jesus. So we want to make that a great time for as many people as we possibly can. See, this Christmas, we celebrate Jesus, the King from heaven, born a baby who came to save the world from sin. See, Jesus isn't vying in a popularity contest or a struggle for our attention. Jesus just is the supreme power of God in a human body, so that the world may believe and be saved. we could just bow our heads, I'd love to pray this morning. Lord Jesus, we recognize this Christmas season. You are the Son of God. You are the Savior of the world. You were born with the promise of goodwill and peace to all people everywhere. May your peace and blessing be on each one here this Christmas. And we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So, may God bless you and your family this Christmas season. Have a wonderful Christmas. Make sure you grab a donut on your way out. God bless you.
Why don't you stand with us as we sing our last carol this morning, Joy to the World.
Concludes our service. We're just going to turn to the screens quickly. These are our ways to give. All the electronic versions are there, plus our giving stations at the back. And last but not least, we have a Christmas Eve service coming up this Friday night at 7 p.m. at the church. And then 2 days later, Boxing Day, Sunday, the 26th of December, 9 a.m. service here only. So don't come at 10:30. No one will be here. It's the one service only.
Please join us. We have hot donuts and a coffee and tea. We'd love to have a chat with you, and you have a Merry Christmas. See you later.